This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Radical students and professors on college campuses claim that their schools participate in systemic racism. In order to appease these radicals, college presidents have been all too willing to agree with the charge with a promise to end systemic racism. But words have meaning. They also have consequences, as Princeton University is now discovering. The president of Princeton published an open letter promising to combat systemic racism at the school in an attempt to mollify progressive students and faculty. The letter caught the eye of the Assistant Secretary of Education. Robert King wrote to the president requesting records related to his confession of bias. King cited the president's letter that said that racist assumptions are embedded in the structure of the university itself. Now, Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 stipulates that no one, on the basis of race, should be excluded from participation in, denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. Each year, colleges must actually certify with the Department of Education that no discrimination has taken place. Essentially, the Department of Education is asking this question. Which is it? Are you just saying that there is systemic racism but don't really mean it? Or has discrimination taken place? If so, the university will be fined and have to forfeit federal funds. You know, we've all heard the phrase, talk is cheap. Phrases like systemic racism and white privilege are tossed around indiscriminately. The president of Princeton University is about to find out that there could be a heavy price to pay for making such comments. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.